Ready, Bob?
Okay.
We'll call the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
And Randy Hayes called. Howard Kitchen. And George Kramer.
Is here.
We have established a quorum.
Want to explain the meeting procedures, please, Bob?
I'd like to welcome you to the December 12th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet's been provided at the front here, at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, December 19th Planning Commission regular meeting, so a week from tonight. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Any of you out there need to sign up before she brings them to me? I didn't know if that last boy came in and signed or not. No. Okay, first one up is Snowden, Heron, and Air, Herring, and blah, blah, blah. Heating and Air, LLC.
This is case number 2016-26. The project is Snowden Heating and Air Warehouse and Sheet Metal Shop. The applicants are Larry and Pamela Snowden. I can't talk tonight either. The project's located at 8296 State Highway 248. And we'll zoom in here on it. It's in the Branson Township, Section 35, Township 24, Range 22. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views from pictometry. The applicants are requesting the approval of a Division III permit authorizing the construction of a 32-foot by 60-foot metal building that will serve as a warehouse and sheet metal shop for the applicant's existing heating and air conditioning business. The subject property is currently an approximately 1.17-acre vacant meets and bounds described tract of land located at 8296 State Highway 248, Branson, Missouri. The property, as you can tell, previously contained a residence and a number of accessory structures. But now all those, the residents and the accessory structures have now been demolished and removed from the property. The staff is of the understanding that at one time, as far back as the 1960s, this was the location of a country store. The current application was approved for concept on November 21st of this year. Again, the applicants are basically proposing to construct a 32 by 60 or 1920 square foot metal building. and it would serve as a warehouse and a sheet metal shop for their existing HVAC business. The applicants have indicated that, at least at this time, that they don't plan to have a storefront at this location. It would just strictly be a warehouse and sheet metal shop, basically. The proposed sheet metal shop and warehouse would be served by the existing circle driveway off of State Highway 248. And again, the applicants are really not proposing to have a storefront at this location. So the vast majority of the traffic generated would primarily just be pickups and deliveries of HVAC supplies, and really wouldn't involve a showroom or storefront that would cater to the general public. Pursuant to the provisions of Appendix J, on-site parking and loading of the Development Guidance Code, basically this warehouse and sheet metal shop building would probably most closely fit the provisions for industrial uses, and that essentially just requires one space for every employee, spaces for all company-owned vehicles, adequate space for salesmen, visitors, etc., adequate loading areas and holding areas for vehicles awaiting loading and unloading. The applicants have indicated that the warehouse and sheet metal shop building will not have a storefront, and therefore they're really not proposing at this time to serve it with a public restroom either. They won't really have any public traffic coming in and out. The property does contain an existing well, and of course, as was indicated during the concept hearing, public water would likely be available in the future via Water Supply District Number 3 as well. If a restroom is installed in the future, it would be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system that would be permitted. The proposed building will not exceed the impervious surface limitations of Table H1 of the Development Guidance Code because essentially it's not going to be a very large increase in the impervious surface. The only area that the applicants really plan to grade, from my understanding at this time, is primarily the footprint of the building. The adjoining property immediately to the north is primarily vacant and light residential properties. The adjoining property immediately to the south is vacant lots within the Emery Creek Ranch commercial subdivision. The adjoining property immediately to the east is predominantly vacant, and the adjoining property to the west is State Highway 248 with light residential and vacant properties located further to the west. The project received a score of negative 12 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 57. The relative policy receiving negative score consists of emergency water supply, stormwater drainage, use compatibility, and utilities. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2016, and I think that should be 26 and not 25, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following: utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, a compliance letter from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of the Division 2 Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video. Maybe. It's trying to start. Here we go. And This is, of course, the property in question, and really just did a quick 360 here at the front. And, of course, you've got the existing circle drive. And then we just shot a quick video from the back, and this is the footprint of the building itself. And that's all I have.
Okay, Pam, I know you want to come up. Or Pam?
Well, I did have this one last thing here. This is my first time doing this. It was our actual application, you know, that's signed and everything, so.
Okay.
Do I need here?
Has anybody got any questions for her?
No.
Thank you.
Straightforward.
Will the circle drive accommodate a delivery truck, big truck, without it having to back around and get back out on the highway?
Yes, yes.
It's kind of hard to tell there.
Yeah, probably not one of those great big huge semis, but we never have anything like that. Yeah, we have something more like box trucks that come in and deliver, so I think we'd be fine with that.
You're going to have people working in the metal shop all day during the day?
Probably not. Not every day. We do more repairs and kind of change outs. But, you know, sometimes we'll
okay. So
be
more,
like
more of a warehouse than a sheet metal shop.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I'm over 60. I was thinking about the bathroom aspects.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
Anybody else got any questions? Well, this is going to go smooth, ain't it?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you the 19th.
All right.
Got her for once, right. My Wildwood College withdrawed.
Yeah, they did withdraw.
So, Missouri 15, Parasite Tower.
Okay, this is case number 2016-28. The project is MO 15, Parasite Telecommunications Tower. The applicant is Jeff Wood, and the representative is James Cardinal with Fortune Wireless Incorporated. The property is located in the 300 block of Curtis Drive, and it's a little hard to see, but right here, we'll zoom in here. It's in the Swan Township, Section 5, Township 23, Range 20. And we've got our north, south, east, and west views of the property. The representative is requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit in order to allow for the development of a new wireless telecommunications facility consisting of a 190-foot self-support tower within a 60 by 55 fenced compound area which is proposed to be located within a 105 by 110 foot